You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Abby and I are doing part two of our question and answer episode for you. So if you want to go back and listen to Monday's episode, we talked about time management and we talked about some of our favorite books. And so you will certainly be encouraged by that episode. And we are going to continue on answering some of your questions. Abby, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, of course. This is so much fun. I love answering questions about homeschooling. So we're going to just kind of dive in so that we can try to get to as many as we can. This first question says, what are some online homeschool options? And that's a great question because a lot of people do stuff online. So right. I'm going to let you kind of tackle this one first, Abby.
Okay. This is a huge question right now as parents are thinking, we want to bring our kids home. We all just got thrown into this online distance learning that we've all just experienced. We're considering keeping our kids home. And so this is what we know. So this is what we want to do is this online thing. So before we actually give you some actual curriculum options for that, there is a difference that you need to know. There's a huge difference between online public school, which is out there huge right now. So basically your kids are at home and they're doing online school, but it is public. It is government school. It is publicly funded government school. There's regulations. You don't have the freedoms with homeschool that you have. So we just want to make a very clear difference. And then there is what we're assuming that you're asking or hoping that you're asking, which is privately funded, home-based, parent-led education. And that's what here at Schoolhouse Rock, that's what Yvette and I, that's what we do. That's what we promote. That's what we love, because with that, with privately funded, home-based, parent-led education, you can teach and train your children's heart in the Lord. You can point them to God and His Word in everything you teach. So the great thing about that is there are still online options. So as you're looking for online options, and Yvette's going to give us a few options that are out there, but as you're looking, really make sure that what you're looking at is a Christian-based true homeschool curriculum, that you don't stumble onto a, you know, public school at home, internet-based school, because they're both out there.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and there are great options. So Yvette, you have a kind of a list of some really awesome options.
I do have a few, and I know that there are a whole lot more than this, but I'm just going to tell you some of the ones that I'm most familiar with and that I really trust. The first one is BJU, which is Bob Jones University. We have used some of their online science curriculum and I really like it. As a matter of fact, we have been I've had the privilege of going to BJU a couple of times and getting a tour of their whole facility. And they are so incredibly intent on teaching everything from a biblical worldview. Awesome. And not only are they intent on doing that, but they are intent on doing everything with excellence. And so they have studios set up where they actually have teachers come in and they teach in front of a screen, and you purchase the books and then you can purchase the videos to go along with the books and have that teacher teach, whether it's science or history or language arts. They have foreign languages. They've got just a ton of different things. And you can choose by subject. And they're so well done, very well produced. The teachers are friendly and engaging, and they're colorful. And so my girls have really liked those videos. And it's been fun because I've gotten to actually see them record these videos in person, and their teachers in person are just as amazing as they are, you know, in front of the camera. I mean, they're great. So the website for that is bjupresshomeschool.com. And that's where you can find out more about that. So BJU Press Homeschool.com, and you can learn all about theirs. Another one is Abeka. We have actually not used Abeka, but I know a lot of my mm-hmm. friends who have used them really like them. And again, Abeka's, they've been around forever since the dawn of time. And I mean, I myself actually have used Abeka curriculum as a kid because I went to a Christian school where we used Abeka. And so I feel pretty comfortable saying that they are a trustworthy publisher who is really putting out some really good quality biblical worldview curriculum. And so you can check them out at abeka.com.
They also have a video series, so you can do online or video, or you can teach your kids with it. There's a few options there as well.
Right. And BJU is the same way. I mean, they've got
many options,
many different options. And all of these companies, you can actually call and talk to their consultants and figure out what's best for your family. You don't have to do all subjects through them. You can just do some. Another one that we have used with our family that I really like is Easy Peasy All-in-One Homeschool. And I love that name.
I love that name.
They have done a fantastic job of really, you know, it's funny because you go on their website and it's not flashy. It's not fancy. It's very simple. It's basically text, and there's a little bit of artwork and stuff on there, but there are just different you can categorize by grade or by subject, and everything is all online, and it really is easy peasy, just like.
So,
it
are
says.
They like online classes or just resources online?
Yes. Yes to both.
They've got everything.
Yeah. So basically, like if you're doing, I did some of this with Lacey. She was third grade. She just finished third grade. And so I went to their third grade language arts, and you can download basically their packet of language arts, you know, worksheets and things like that, which she really enjoys. She's my worksheet girl. She thinks that's fun. Mm-hmm. So you can go on, download those. And then reading and stuff, it will have links to different things that you can read. And you do want to do it with your kids, because a lot of it is taking you to other websites. And I have not found anything that has compromised, you know, what we've seen at all. But of course, there's always that threat. Absolutely. You never want to just put your kid in front of a computer with something like this and just say, go for it, kid. And, you know, good luck at what you click on. But it's fun to navigate through their website, and it's really well thought out, and they've put a lot of work into doing
this. Isn't it free? Isn't Easy Peasy free?
It's all free.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely free. So this is a great resource. Abeka and BJU are amazing and fantastic, but they are definitely pricey. And so if you have a budget and you can use it, it's definitely worth it. But if you don't have a budget and you're just getting into this and trying to figure this out and you need something free, you can literally homeschool all of your kids for free using Easy Peasy All-in-One Homeschool. The website for that is allinonehomeschool.com. And just great resources on there. I highly recommend that. And it is a Christian website as well. So they're always pointing kids to, now not every single video that they have on there is specifically a Christian video. Because some of the videos, like, they'll link you to a YouTube video to help teach, you know, some kind of science
fact
or something that.
Yeah. If you're learning about ants.
Yeah. Right. But again, be with your kids when you do that. And, you know, I wouldn't sit them behind a closed door and say, go for it. Another one, and I've been on their website, but I've never really used this. But again, I have many friends who I trust who have used it, is Ambleside Online.
Yes, I've heard. I have people that I trust that use that as well.
Yeah, and that's more of a Charlotte Mason approach. And so that's another great one. I can't really tell you exactly how it works, but that's just another one to check out. And I think the website is free. I know you can go on there and get resources and stuff.
Right.
And then a lot of that is, you know, books that you can get through the library or order, you know, online or whatever. But it's a lot of reading and seems to be really well organized. And then the last one is Apologia. Apologia has some online classes as well. And our family loves Apologia. As a matter of fact, we recently did another podcast interview with Rachel Carman, mm-hmm. and Rachel and Davis Carman are the owners of Apologia. We know them well, solid Christian family, and the Apologia curriculum is a solid biblical worldview mm-hmm. curriculum. And so they offer online classes as well. So that's the other one. So apologia.com mm-hmm. Is where you can find those. So,
and I know that both, I mean, I know Becca for sure. I'm not sure BJU, but they do have accredited programs if you are looking for that in your state. I don't, you'd have to know your state laws or what you need for high school courses, but I do know Becca and I'm sure BJU Press as yes. well. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. those are both accredited and have all subject matter. You know, yes. every subject yep. is both of those. And then another resource we didn't mention in the first, but Kathy Duffy's 102 picks, curriculum
yeah.
picks.
Yeah.
So she would probably have, if you go to her website, other options for online privately funded home-based parent-led education online schools.
Yes.
She would probably have other resources there. So they are out there.
Yes, they
and
are.
And that is the freedom of homeschool. We can all do it differently, but there are definitely online options for homeschooling.
Yes, and math, one last one. I didn't mention this. I am not a math person. Math is the one thing that I was like, oh dear, I don't want to teach math. Our family uses teaching textbooks. We've used it
yes,
for years.
We do too.
And we
yes.
love it.
Yes.
They are so fantastic. As a matter of fact, they're coming out with their newest version of it. Hopefully this summer, hopefully before this next school year starts. I know that they're working really hard to get it out because there are a few glitches with the one that they have right now. But even with the glitches, it's amazing and we love it.
It is absolutely. I mean, for us,
yeah.
it's changed math for our whole family. Kids can
yes.
work independently.
Yep.
You can do it both online or you can order the CDs
right.
and reuse the CDs with your kids.
Yep.
But I mean, either option is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, I think they're doing away with the CDs and just doing online now, though you can get the CDs, like you can find the CDs easily.
Yes, you still
used.
Can.
And you can certainly do that. Or maybe they still have the CDs and they're just doing away with the books. I know they're not printing anymore.
Okay.
But I'm sure you could probably still find them used for, you know, a short
right.
time. But they're great teaching textbooks. They're great. And then the other one, which you guys always hear at the beginning of every podcast, is CTC Math. And that's another one that we have not used. But I've gotten to know the guys at CTC Math, really like them. And I have a lot of friends who use CTC Math. It's similar to the same concept as teaching textbooks, but seems to be really well laid out. And I know those who use it really like it a lot. I have not heard a single complaint about CTC Math. So that would be another one. And both of those, actually all of these, as far as I know, you can go on and kind of test out, like watch a couple yeah. of sample videos. I know right. with teaching textbooks, you can do the first 15 lessons for free,
yeah.
which is amazing. And they're in order. Some of them
yes.
will do, you know, like lesson 2 and then lesson 8 and then lesson
right.
20.
Yeah, we're teaching textbooks. It's in order. So you could put
yes.
your kids on there for a
yep.
couple weeks to really get a feel
yes.
if you like it. They also have online placement tests so
yep.
you can know where exactly your kid falls. The possibilities with this are endless.
Yes.
So don't feel like you can't do it.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yep. And they start at third or at math yeah, three third. And go all the way to pre-calculus. So so I would definitely check them out.
Yes.
In CTC Math, you can also do a free trial with them as well. Those are great. So let's take a
Perfect.
Quick break and we'll be back and answer any question.
Okay.
Does it feel like you spend more time searching for educational videos than watching them? Are you looking for educational games and activity books? Do you need some virtual field trips to supplement your studies? Then Homeschool History is for you. Homeschool History is a new online resource from the team at Knotgrass History. You can use your phone, tablet, or computer to find history-related videos, games, websites, field trips, and more. Visit homeschoolhistory.com to start your free trial today.
The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is available now to encourage you. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended. Filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. I have been so encouraged and blessed.
The one thing that stood out to me about each session I have listened to is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful. Thank you for everyone who made this possible. And another homeschool mom said, thank you so much for all the value provided at this price. We are a big family with a super tight budget. My husband was encouraged, the boys listened in too. A relief to find this resource at such an affordable price with so much value. Register today at homegrowngeneration.com for a free preview, over 9 hours of content, or register for lifetime access to the entire conference for just $20. Go to homegrowngeneration.com today. We are back, and we're going to try to get through two more questions as quickly as we can. This mom is asking about advanced reading help. She says, my now second grader is reading chapters, and I want to continue to make sure she's deciphering the words properly. She's comprehending what she is reading, so I'm thankful for that. So she would like some advanced reading help. You want to jump on this one, Abby?
Yeah, real quick answer. As long as she's comprehending, I mean, that's usually advanced readers. Your worry is that they're reading it and they're not comprehending it. So if your daughter, I think you said daughter, if your daughter is reading it and comprehending it, that's the main concern. You're good to go there. So really just deciphering words, the best thing you can do. Well, let me just tell you a story. I mispronounced the word argue until like 2 years ago.
How did you say it?
Like, do you ever, you just read all the time and then we have to say something out loud?
Yeah.
I thought, okay, don't judge me, people. But I always, in my mind, the G was silent. And nobody in my entire life was kind and loving enough to say the G is not silent. Like, why would someone not tell you that?
So you said, are you?
Are you? Right? And I'm like,
that is awesome.
Apparently my parents, I don't know. Why would no one tell me? It's not like I would argue with them about it. I would be like, oh my sorry, goodness. I just always read it that way. Anyway, so she might be.
It.
And then when she gets to be older, someone's going to tell her and she's going to be mortified.
Oh, my goodness.
So my husband told me that is not how you say that word.
After how many years of marriage?
I don't even understand why everyone was silent. It's like, are we so afraid?
Did you have a lot of arguments
people?
With him?
I argue a lot, and now I argue.
Oh, dear. Oh, we need to just move on because that's way too funny, Abby.
Okay, sorry. So she may, but she'll get it. But okay, so how are we going to solve this problem? I would say one great thing is audiobooks. She can listen to audiobooks and follow along, and also have her read aloud to you. She can be reading out loud to you so you can actually hear you reading out loud to her constantly. You know, the read alouds are really great. So she's going to get those words. But really, your biggest hurdle is comprehension with advanced readers. And if she has the comprehension down, I wouldn't argue with her about how to pronounce
with a G.
With a G. So, yeah, I would do a lot of read alouds. I would do a lot of audiobooks and I would have her read to you as much as you can.
Yep. Love it. And if you're looking for good books for her to read or to listen to, Honey for a Child's Heart and
we'll
Books Children Love. Again, we'll put links to those on the we talked about those in part one of this.
Yeah. And that's really good because often with advanced readers, parents get into a place where the content is too advanced for them. The content is too mature.
Right.
So even though they can read it and even if they can comprehend it, if the content is beyond what you want them to be reading. So that's why these resources that we gave you, you can feel safe to know that all of those books are safe for your child to read.
Yes. And I want to say one more thing on this. Don't always assume that because a child is advanced now that they're always going to be advanced.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we get that in our minds thinking, well, you know, she's in second grade and she's reading at a fifth grade level. So when she's in, you know, third grade,
she'll be,
Right. Yeah. Because great I think that's setting yourself and her up for disappointment. And it could be, I mean, she could soar and always.
Right.
You know, be way ahead of her grade level, but that doesn't always happen. And so, you know, she may just kind of pause where she is for a while and that's perfectly fine and just let her go with it. She'll grow naturally into her ability to read. So
that is excellent advice.
I'm going to do one more question.
I'm really regretting I told that story.
Oh, that's a really great story, Abby. I love that about you.
So now the whole entire world knows.
Well, I would say we'd edit it out, but people need to know that you're real, and I'm not going to argue with you.
Well, I just feel like the lesson here is that if someone is mispronouncing something, it's okay to tell them.
Yes.
Don't let them live their whole life with that.
I know. Yeah. No, that's terrible.
It's horrible.
Oh my goodness. Okay. We're going to do one more quick question, and we've got more. So we will be back in a few weeks with another Q&A. But this one says, I need a Christian homeschooling mentor that can walk me through and help me step by step. Oh, I love this question.
Yes, you do. We all do.
Yes, yes. And let me just say that is so much of the reason why we do what we do. You know, Abby and I do not spend the time that we do recording podcasts and videos and doing all these things because we make a ton of money at it or get, you know, tons of rewards for it. Our reward is knowing that we are doing what God's called us to do and being a blessing to you. And so we really want to help kind of virtually mentor you. Mm-hmm. And we have others who do that with us because Abby and I are still, you know, I'm going into our 10th year of homeschooling. But there are many who have gone ahead of me and graduated their kids. And so, you know, I have people in my life like Dorinda Wilson and Ginger Hubbard and Connie Albers and people like that who, Rachel Carmen, who have spent years pouring into their kids and are now pouring into us younger moms. And it's the whole Titus II thing, the older women teaching the younger women how to do this mothering and parenting and mothering is parenting, but this parenting and marriage and life thing and being keepers of our home, because homeschooling falls under all of those categories. And so you do need a homeschooling mentor.
Absolutely.
I would say if you can find someone in your local, in your church or a local home Christian homeschool, maybe support group or co-op or something like that, seek them out, because I think it's part of our nature as humans to want to feel needed. It's a blessing to those who are helping. And so many times moms, when moms come to me and say, you know, can you just help me with this? Can you answer this question for me? Or, you know, I was thinking about this and I know you've been through this already. You know, can you just help walk me through this? It is a huge blessing to me and an honor to be able to walk with them and help them to do that. So, and then, you know what? Later on down the road, you get to be that to someone else. So
yes, and please, if you are at the end of this journey, don't, when you graduate your last, don't be done. It is so important that you stay in the game because these new moms need you. And often I think without these great mentors, they may quit. So stay in the game. You know, there are a lot of mentorship things online where you can, you know, reach out to people. But I think nothing beats someone that's walking it with you day to day that can show up at your house and fold socks with you while you're crying and, you know, pray with you and knows your kids. But so what was actually the question, though? How do I find one?
It's more kind of a statement than a question. I think she's just saying, and I think the question is, how do I find a homeschool mentor?
So one thing I would say is ask, because where I live, I tried to set up a homeschool mentorship program where we took some of the veteran moms and the younger. And I remember the veteran moms saying several times, these new young homeschool moms, they don't act like they need us. They're not asking. Mm-hmm. They have it all kind of, you know, figured out and they've got their books and their onlines and they're this and they're that. So don't be afraid to go to that older woman in your church or in your wherever and that has homeschooled and say, hey, would you mentor me? Don't be afraid to ask. And older moms, please don't be afraid to reach out to the younger moms. We need that.
Right. Yeah. And be honest and transparent with them. You know, don't act like you have it all together because none of us do. Trust me.
Totally. We can see right through you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be honest with them and just say, you know, this is really what I'm struggling with. And you know, sometimes you may not have that person in your local community, but try to find that person somewhere. Part of me wants to say, you know, even, you know, through social media, you can find that, but you can also find a lot of really, really bad advice. Right. And so I would say, be careful of that too. I rarely do I ever go and homeschool social media pages, like on Facebook and stuff, because some of the advice out there is just so poor. And it's not biblical. It's not biblical advice. And some of it is. I mean, some people give really good sound biblical advice, but some don't. So just be careful who you're listening to. And so she's saying, I need a Christian homeschooling mentor. So it sounds to me like she's wanting someone who really is going to point her towards Christ.
A mentor is going to homeschool you in everything. Parent, like you said, life, parenting, motherhood, marriage. Yeah. So you make sure your mentor lines up with God's word as they mentor you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And check everything through scripture. You know, don't just take it for what they say, but back things up with scripture. So sadly, we are out of time. Oh, I cannot believe how quickly the time goes. We've got more questions and I know we've got more coming in. So we will do our best to answer your questions as quickly as possible. Again, if you have questions for us, please, please, please send them in. podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. And it is our absolute privilege and joy and honor to be able to answer those for you. So let us know how we can encourage you. Abby, thank you for joining me today again.
Thank you for having me. I gave all my personal secrets on here and now
I love it. Oh my goodness.
Tune in again and we'll reveal more.
We will reveal more.
Hey, we've learned over the years.
We are real people. And you guys cannot see this right now, but Abby is wearing a Schoolhouse Rocked t-shirt and it is so cute.
Awesome. It is so awesome. Darling.
Yes.
Yes.
And where did you find that?
There are Schoolhouse Rocked long sleeves, shorts. I mean, it's endless. You could actually.
Endless.
You could change out your entire wardrobe
and be just Schoolhouse
Rocked. And your husband's, honestly.
Yes.
So I found this, I believe if you go to the Schoolhouse Rocked website, there is a link for stuff. Yes. I don't actually know what it says, but it wasn't hard to find. Yeah. It really wasn't hard to
find. I think it's
all.
On under the support Schoolhouse Rocked drop down, I think.
We'll make it easy on everyone and we will make a link.
We will put a link on there so you guys could get some Schoolhouse Rocked,
a
whole wardrobe. I mean, literally.
I tell you what, they had, you're going to die. Schoolhouse Rocked, like high top.
Yes, I saw those. Everyone should have a pair. I don't, awesome. But everyone else should.
No. So,
there are no guarantees as to how comfortable those are. But I'm sure they're amazing.
But they're a fashion statement.
They are a fashion statement. So, oh goodness. Thank you guys so much for listening today and have a blessed day. And we will see you back here next week. Bye. Beautiful.
Perfect. Okay, go for it.
Okay, here we go. All over again. Here we go.
I have my answer better now, though.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Oh. Okay. We are going to get serious here, Abby. Stop giggling. This is very serious work. Here we go. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast.